Well, I've just been inside a recall office in the Milwaukee suburb of Glendale. Musicians are setting up, food being put out. People are working on verifying signatures. People with whom I've spoken say they're excited, confident that well over 540,000 signatures, that's the necessary amount, will be verified by the State Government Accountability Board over the next few months. You still hear concerns from these folks about the governor's handling of the collective bargaining issue, but also about potential cuts in the Badger Care health program and other issues. Definitely a feeling that the recall workers are part of something historic for the state of Wisconsin.
And Chuck, what is the governor saying today about the recall?
Well, he was at a manufacturing company in Milwaukee a couple of hours ago, talking about matching job seekers with available jobs. He's trying to show that business as usual is for his office, that Wisconsin is open for business and so on. But he did talk about some of the recall effort. He was asked about it, of course. The suggestion, the Democrats are saying that they will turn in over 750,000 signatures. And Governor Walker says if that's the case, there's still far fewer than the number of people that voted for his opponent in the 2010 governor's race. In other words, the governor is saying that the majority of people in Wisconsin still either don't have much of an opinion on the recall or are ready to back him in any election later this year. He also talked about fundraising for the recall effort, including in Texas yesterday, and saying that's something necessary he has to do because the other side is going to be spending a lot of money trying to get him out of office over the next few months.